Well, so we continue today in Siman Kovchas Sif Yud Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch writes the following: Ta b'mincha shal Shabbos v'espalo shmona esrei v'lo hiskir shal Shabbos. If a person made a mistake and forgot to daven mincha of Shabbos, a person went ahead and he davened mincha of Shabbos, but he davened the regular shmona esrei, a weekday shmona esrei, didn't daven shmona esrei of Shabbos. So the halacha is mispalo b'matzei Shabbos shnayim ve'eino mavlo b'shniya. So he goes there and he davens ma'ariv on matzei Shabbos twice and doesn't make havdola in the second one, being that the second one is for tefillas tashlumin. The yispalo also b'toras nedava, but ideally one should daven this tefila as a Torah Nedava, ve'ein tzarech lachadish shum dover, and one does not have to introduce anything new for this tefillah, even though again it's a tefillah Nedava. So what's happening over here? So remember, in this particular case over here, this is unique and different than the cases we saw previously, because in this case a person is davening, but yet he davened the wrong Shmona Esrei. So for example, I davened the weekday Shmona Esrei on Shabbos afternoon. So the halacha is I make it up on Matzei Shabbos by davening a second Ma'ariv. So the Mishnah Berurah comes over here in Lamed Beis. He says, Yesh bazeh machlokes. This matter is a matter of machlokes. Atosos b'shem risuyer luhu din tzarech lachzer b'shil zeh tokvar espalo shmona esrei rak sheshocha shal Shabbos u'kishi yashlim b'yispalo shmona esrei b'lo yaskir shal Shabbos mayar viach bazeh hatashlumen. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the first opinion, the Tosos, in the name of the Ri, who says that in a situation like this, one does not have to go back and daven again, because at the end of the day, when one davens a second Ma'ariv Shmona Esrei, what do you really gain? Since on Shabbos itself, I daven the weekday Shmona Esrei, and now on Matzei Shabbos, I'm davening a second weekday Shmona Esrei, what do I gain through the Tashlumen? V'chachmei provinz asir lu, t'mashe espalo Shmona Esrei below Shabbos, havekilu lo espalo klal, kevan shalo osa kedin, v'alkin echri apostkim shiach shal espal b'toras nadava, v'in tzorach lechadesh, however, the Chachmi Provincia, the scholars from Provence, said that no, if you daven a regular weekday Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, that's ki'ilu, that's as if one did not daven at all. Therefore, one is obligated to go back and daven a second Shmona Esrei to make up for the missed tefillah. However, again, the post can bring down. Therefore, in a situation like this, one should daven a second Shmona Esrei, but ultimately one should daven it as a Tfilas Nedava, as a gift offering. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Gimel, he says, B'toras Nedava, Hainu Shiyasne V'yomar Imchayiv Ani Hareze L'Chobasi. Person should make a Tanai and say, if I'm obligated to daven the Shmona Esrei, then this should be an obligatory prayer. V'imlav, and if I'm not obligated, Hareze L'Nedava. Then ultimately, again, this should be an Nedava, a gift, Tfila. So the Shulchan Aruch goes on, V'hu Adin Imlo Hizkir Ya'alev Yava B'mincha. So the same halacha applies, by the way, if one does not say Ya'ale V'yavo on Mincha of Rosh Chodesh. So technically speaking, remember again, one would go, so that's as if one did not daven Shmona Esrei. So one would daven Ma'ariv twice. Now, of course, the novelty here is that one is going to daven a second Shmona Esrei twice, but remember that second Shmona Esrei has no mention of Ya'ale V'yavo either. So one can make the argument that at the end of the day, what are you really gaining? Here, I daven the Mincha on Rosh Chodesh without Ya'ale V'yavo, and the way I'm going to make it up is by davening a second Ma'ariv Shmona Esrei without Ya'ale V'yavo as well. So how am I making this any more whole? But again, the svara, the logic is that since at the end of the day, if one didn't insert Ya'ale V'yavo on Mincha Shmona Esrei, it's as if one did not daven at all. Therefore, the Tashlumen works. But one would, in these situations, one davens the Tashlumen as a Tfilas Nedava, as a gift offering with a Tanai. If I'm obligated to go ahead and daven this particular Tfila, then it should count as my obligation. And if not, it should be a Tfilas Nedava. Halacha Yud Beis. Hatoe umaskir ma'ora shar yamim mitfila shalob izman alahavi afsaka. This is very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch says, if one makes an insertion in Shmona Esrei that is not appropriate or shayach for that particular day, so one, for example, inserts Ya'ale V'yavo, or one inserts Havdalah on the day that's not Rosh Chodesh, or a day that's not Matzei Shabbos, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins and says that this is not considered to be a hefsek. It's not considered to be an interruption ultimately in Shmona Esrei. So that Amos says Hagol, Mihuim Nizkar Shetah, Apostik Afilu Bem Sabrach. However, again, if one realizes one's mistake, then one stops even mid Beracha. So the Shulchan Aruch over here discusses this and says in Sifkatan Lamed Ches, he says, So interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah says over here that although if you're inserting Ya'alev Yavo and it's not Rosh Chodesh, or Havdalah and it's not Matzei Shabbos, this is not considered to be an interruption. One would not have to repeat Shmona Esrei as a result of it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'rov ha'achronim cholkim al psak zeh. But the majority of poskim, says the Mishnah Berurah, disagree with this ruling of the Shulchan Aruch. And they say, inserting something that does not belong of part of Shmona Esrei is no different than if one went ahead and stopped in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Or I should say, one spoke in the middle of Shmona Esrei. The Pasuk HaShulchan Aruch Le'abasim in Kuftal Tzivav, Shetarach Lachzor L'Tchilas Beracha. So remember again, we learned that if one goes ahead and speaks, or we actually did learn, that if one speaks in the middle of Shmona Esrei, so one has to go back to the beginning of the bracha that one was in, and if one is in the first three or the last three, one goes back to the beginning of the unit. So others explain that, let's say, inserting Ya'alev Yavo when it's not Rosh Chodesh is no different than speaking in the middle of the bracha, which should require one to go back. So So some make a further distinction that it depends what you said. If you said something that is sheker, something that is unequivocally false, then einachinami, then one would have to go ahead and potentially go back either to the beginning of the bracha or in the first three or the last three, the beginning of the unit. If, however, one did not say something that was absolute sheker, absolute falsehood, rather just something that was just not obligatory. So, for example, if one was saying Ya'alev Yavo, and one said the section of the paragraph up until it says Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, this day of Rosh Chodesh. So technically, so if you said Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, that's sheker. That's a false. Meaning if it's not Rosh Chodesh, you can't say Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. But on the other hand, if one did not say Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, then technically speaking, one could say that the other statements are applicable on any given day. So others say, so this further distinction says, if you said something that is sheker, something that is unequivocally false, then you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha, the beginning of the unit. If, however, you didn't say something that's unequivocally false, then you could just simply continue on. So, however, again, the Chai Odom says that technically speaking, whether one spoke accidentally or one added something in that was not appropriate for the particular time, so ideally, even though one should go back to the beginning of the bracha, the beginning of the unit, if one did not do so and they finished up Shmona Esrei, technically speaking, they are yotzei the mitzvah of tefillah. We'll say we will stop over here. Eretz Hashem will pick up with a Simon Kuf test tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.